Nolte, Ratings Poison. Jimmy Kimmel Drives Emmys to All-Time Ratings Low. By John Nolte on September 21, 2020. Jimmy the Blackface N-word user Kimmel now has the distinction of holding two television records. In 2018, he drove the Oscars to an all-time ratings low. This year he drove the Emmys to an all-time ratings low. Sunday night's Emmy telecast, which was hosted by Jimmy the Blackface N-word user Kimmel, was not just a catastrophe. It was a catastrophe on top of a catastrophe. What I mean is that last year's Emmy ratings were a catastrophe, and now this year's are an even bigger catastrophe. Last year, the Emmys hit a record low with just 6.9 million viewers. According to early estimates, this year's telecast, which was hosted by Jimmy the Blackface N-word user Kimmel, are down a whopping 14% from that, with only 5.11 million viewers. Here's my favorite part. Wanna know who hosted the Emmys last year? No one. The Emmys had no host last year. This year Jimmy the Blackface N-word user Kimmel hosted and 14% fewer people tuned in. In other words, no host draws a whole lot more viewers than Jimmy the Blackface N-word user Kimmel. Haha. Worse still, I mean, worse if you're a fan of the Emmys or Jimmy the Blackface N-word user Kimmel. In the all-important 18-49 age group, Emmy viewership collapsed by 33% over last year. How bad is that? Let me rephrase, how bad is that in the age of Trump? Well, since 2016, the Emmys have lost, this is not a typo, 47% of their viewers and, again, this is not a typo, 60% of young viewers in the 18-49 demo. Biggest night on TV, television's Oscar ceremony. And no one is watching, which makes sense because pretty much no one watches the Oscars either. When is Hollywood going to figure out that Jimmy the Blackface N-word user Kimmel is ratings poison? Well, Hollywood already knows that. They just don't care. The industry is no longer about anything other than masturbation, than pleasing themselves, and since Jimmy the Blackface N-word user Kimmel does exactly as he's told, his ratings don't matter. I didn't watch the Emmys. Sundays are my day off. I'm no masochist. Hollywood sucks. Man, it sucks so hard. Awards shows used to be fun. Oh, sure, they had their pompous moments here and there. But it's all about pompous moments now, all about self-celebration and lectures and wank wank wankity wank. Life's too short. Wanna know what I watched last night? Remember the old Rod Serling show Night Gallery? I dug into that. Got the DVD collection. Got me a big old DVD collection of all kinds of television shows that make me think and laugh and challenge me and entertain me, but never lecture or talk down to me. Remember In Living Color? Watched a few episodes of that, too. You should check it out. Comedy used to be merciless. Comedy was beautiful then. Jimmy Kimmel isn't merciless. He's a pompous ass who says and does what he is told. He's a coward, a brown noser, which is why in a country of 330 million fewer than 2% tuned in on television's biggest night. Haha. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.